Om Jnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagan Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vancha kalpataru pishcha kripa sindhu vyayvacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Today is the most auspicious occasion of Akshaya Tritiya, and we can say just a few words about that, otherwise we will move forward and discuss the occasion of Chandan Yatra. From Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. Akshaya Tritiya's famous age-old custom practiced since time immemorial by all enlightened persons who are aware of our situation in this material world. What is our situation in this material world called? It's called Sambandha Gyan. It's important to have that according to Isha Upanishad. You have to have spiritual knowledge. You also have to have material knowledge at the same time. And the Vedas give us each. So, Akshaya Tritiya. Akshaya means imperishable. It never decays or never diminishes. Akshaya. Kshaya, kshinoti, to make something less. That never happens in the spiritual world. Tritiya means the third. So, kshaya. In this material world, we're more familiar with kshaya. Everything diminishes. Your money diminishes. Your health diminishes. Your age. That increases. But as it does, you eventually become worn down by the process of maya. That's called old age. Kshaya. And then you have to die. We all have to undergo six transformations. What are they? There's janma, birth. What else? Vriddhi. That is, you grow. What else? Sthiti. You maintain for some time. And janana. You can produce byproducts. And kshaya is what we're talking about today. Kshaya means you diminish. Everybody is pushed through this process. You like it or not, you're going to experience it. And in the end, mrityu. These six changes. So, Madhvacharya has given us a very nice instruction about this. He says, Shadvikara sharirasya navishnos tadgatasya cha. Tad adhinam shariram cha gyatva tan mamatatyajet. He says that these six transformations of the body, they don't happen for Lord Vishnu. Neither do they happen even for someone who takes shelter of Lord Vishnu, somebody who goes back to Godhead. Tadgata, somebody who's gone there. So taradhinam shariram cha, they are dependent upon the body. Gyatva tan mamatatyajet, and knowing this, one is able to give up mamata. What does mamata mean? Selfishness. This is our problem. As long as we think that we're Vishnu, that is the primary characteristic of a lack of sambandhagyan, then we have to undergo these six transformations, because the material body is necessarily subject to them. It's a divine arrangement of attitude adjustment, you might say. It's helped to help us. So, akshaya means it's not subject to this kind of diminution, not subject to decay. And there's a very nice phrase that we find in Vishnu Purana, Canto 4, Chapter 15, Text Number 15. Akshaya Teja Sarupam. This is quoted by Jiva Goswami in his Sandarbhas. It's quoted by Sanatana Goswami in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Akshaya Teja Sarupam. His very essence is of this nature that he has potency that never diminishes. Infinite potency, you can say. We would like to have this position, and in fact that's why we're in this material world. But this is actually the position only of Lord Vishnu. Or as we heard from Madhvacharya, anybody who can take shelter of him. Akshaya Teja Sarupam. So, Akshaya. Akshaya we hear in different ways in the throughout our shastras, Lagutoshani, Bhagavat Sandarbha, other places, we hear that Lord Krishna has 16 shaktis, 16 potencies, of which one of those is named Akshaya, the potency to never diminish. This is Krishna's unique qualification. And the phrase Akshaya also appears in so many places. We've heard Akshayavata, Akshayavata. Where is this Akshayavata? Who knows? Huh? In Vrindavan? The Kurukshetra, there's another one near Jyotisara, Akshayavat. They say Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita there. Puri, there's another one near Mukti Mandava. And where else? Prayag, there's another one, Akshayavata. So, Akshaya. Akshayapatra, we also hear about Akshayapatra. What does that mean? Draupadi was given this famous pot by which he could feed so many persons. Durvasa sovakim upetya krishna sa cha bravit kananavasanisham anta pravishtam manasajuhava govinda damodaramathaveti. She was a kananavasini. She was living in the forest along with her five husbands. And she was given the order by Durvasa Muni, and that is an order that is Durvaravakyam. You cannot really easily overcome. If Durvasa Muni asks you to do something, you better be careful, because what does he do sometimes? He gets angry. So, see, she was in anxiety. And antapravishtam manasa ajuhava. Within her heart, she called out to Lord. How does she call? Govinda Damodara Madhava. And he supplied this Akshayapatra. It's said that this Akshayapatra is now kept in the Ashtamathas at Udupi by the sannyasis that were initiated much later by Sri Madhvacharya. They say like this. Anyway, so Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 69, Text 34, he says that Akshaya Tritiya was the day on which the Treta Yuga began. Also, we hear so many things. We hear about Sudama Kuchela, and we heard this morning, in fact, and we hear sometimes Parushuram appeared on this day, but I'm giving references that we know from bona fide Vaishnava charges. So this much we can rest assured of. Now, what do we find about Akshaya Tritiya in Srila Prabhupada's books? Who can tell me? What do we hear about Akshaya Tritiya from Srila Prabhupada's books? How many people have read all Srila Prabhupada's books? Raise your hands if you've read all of them. Only a few hands go up. I will tell you, we hear basically nothing about Akshaya Tritiya throughout Srila Prabhupada's books. And that's a problem. For those of us who want to very carefully cultivate spiritual life, according to Guru Sadhu Shastra, we have to know, how am I going to process what I'm hearing? It's not just enough to hear from somebody that you trust, because we trust all kinds of fools. And people say all kinds of things for all kinds of motives. So, Guru Sadhu Shastra Bhakka Chitete Kurya Aikya, Narottam Das Thakur has told us, advised us. If you want to make advancement, you have to base your activities, your understanding of spiritual life, on these three things. Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. And these things are all subdivisions of one broad category of what we call Pramana. What Pramana is that? Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Does it belong to Pratyaksha Pramana? Don't stare blank. I want an answer. No. It belongs to Anuman, correct? Right? No. It belongs to Shabda Pramana. In the 11th canto, chapter 19, text number 17, Krishna tells Uddhava, Shruti Pratyaksha Maiti Hyam Anumanash Tushtayam. These four things you can understand. Pramaneshwavan Anavasthanat Vikalpat Savirajyate. If you want to become detached from material existence, you have to discriminate. And what is the basis of that discrimination? Four things. Anumana Chatushtayam. He says the first thing is Shruti. That is called Shabda Pramana. What you have heard from the Vedas directly, or from those repeating the Vedas. This is Shabda Pramana. And then what else do you have? Pratyaksha. Pratyaksha. What your eyes see in front of you. In other words, sense perception. Or Anumana. You can hypothesize, you can postulate, you can guess, speculate. These are valid processes to an extent. And then a fourth one that we don't normally hear of, what is that? Aitihyam. What is coming down in disciplic succession? So this Akshaya Triti, it's obviously recognized by our acharyas, it's coming down for a long time. Even though we don't hear about something in Srila Prabhupada's books, it can be accepted if it's coming paramparagata. That means coming down in disciplic succession. So, today is Akshaya Tritiya. In his Hari Bhakti Vilas, Srila Sanatan Goswami gives us very careful instruction about this. Tulasi na yesham hari pujanartham sampadyate madhava punya vasare dhigyovanam jivanam artha santatim tesham suham neha chadrishyate pare. If you do not take advantage of this human form of life and offer a tulasi leaf at the lotus feet of Bhagavan, Vishnu, or especially Krishna, Gopala, then you'll not have happiness either here nor there. That means neither in this life nor in the next life. And your youth, your lifespan, your accumulated funds, they're all castigated. That means to say they're all dig yovanam jivanam artasantatim. Means they're all useless. So what do? Madhava punya vasara. He calls this Akshaya Tritiya Madhava punya vasara. The pious day which is very dear to Lord Madhava. Like Ekadashi, like Janmashtami, like other holy days. This is a Vaishnava holiday, Akshaya Tritiya. Generally, you're not going to hear that if you don't associate with devotees and read the scriptures and hear from authorized Guru Parampara. What are you going to hear about Akshaya Tritiya instead? If you're in the Western countries, you're going to hear nothing about it. But if you're in India, what are you going to hear about Akshaya Tritiya by default? Social, Janashruti, as we say. Janashruti means what people say. Akshaya Tritiya is known for, you should buy gold today. You worship Lakshmi Kuvera. You should initiate any auspicious endeavor on this day. It's Shubharambha. It's considered to be auspicious to start things today. Auspicious things, giving in charity especially, should be done today. You're not just buying gold, you're giving gold also. Don't forget that part. So, this is Akshaya Tritiya in a mundane sense. And why is it called Akshaya if the nature of all things mundane is Kshaya, diminishing? Why? Because there is such piety available on this day, even by performing ordinary fruitive activities, practically speaking, you cannot estimate the result. Just like we say Nitya Baddha, you've been eternally conditioned. We know it's not really eternal. The only thing that is eternal is your eternal constitutional position. But it's such a long time that we can say, like, figuratively. And similarly we say, Akshaya Tritiya, pious activities performed on this day give you maximum result. Because the planets have their maximum potency, especially the sun and moon today. Don't think these things don't influence us. Even the guy sitting next to you influences you. What to speak of powerful demigods like Surya and Soma. So, Akshaya Tritiya. Now, for us, as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Akshaya Tritiya is maybe best known as the beginning of Chandan Yatra. And only the animals will not notice today that all the deities will be beautifully decorated with Chandan. Because there are animals in the temple. There are birds living in the temple. We see monkeys living in the temple. They cannot take advantage. But these things, these are human things. Ultimately, the perfection of human life is to embrace devotional service. And so let's hear about Madhavendra Puri's devotional service. Today we're going to read from Madhya Lila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 4, entitled Madhavendra Puri's devotional service. So, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Yasmai datum chorayan kshira bahandam Gopinatha kshira kshora abhidho bhut Shri Gopala pradurasid vashasan Yat prema tam madhavendram natosme. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami offers his obeisances to Madhavendra Puri. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Madhavendra Puri, who was given a pot of sweet rice stolen by Gopinath, celebrated therefore as Kshirakshora. Being pleased by Madhavendra Puri's love, Sri Gopala, the deity at Govardhan, appeared to the public vision. Now Madhavendra Puri, he is a personality who is worshipped in two sampradayas at the same time. We worship him according to the depictions here in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, other such literatures. Vallabhacharya Vaishnava Sampradaya, Pushti Marga, they also revere him, but in a different way. They say that he was the tutor of young Vallabhacharya. And anyway, it seems he got around, so we're not going to get into the minutiae like that, but Madhavendra Puri went to, well, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first of all, was in Puri, he met with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And he chanted the holy name with great eagerness. He went to a village and collected a great quantity of rice and other grains for the preparation of prasadam. Although there were tax collectors, they did not bother the Lord, and finally the Lord arrived at the village known as, where is Kshirakshora Gopinath? Remuna. Used to be a very peaceful, secluded place, I'm told now that it's all built up, maybe like Vrindavan. Pele Vrindavan Bantha, Vastav Me Ban. Now it's Mahanagar Bangaya. So the deity of Gopinath at the temple of Remona was very attractive. Anybody seen him? Raise your hand if you've gone. Remona, Kshirachora Gopinath. If you haven't done this, do this while you can. You don't know that you can do it. You don't know how long you'll be here. So, he offered his obeisances there. And I'll summarize here because we're running out of time. The Lord told the devotees about how the deity became so famous as Kshirachora, because previously he stole a pot of sweet rice from Madhavendrapuri. And once when Madhavendrapuri went to Vrindavan, he came upon the hill known as Govardhan, and he was performing his bhajan there, and one small boy came and said, "Baba, what are you doing?" He said, "I'm performing bhajan." He said, "You're not fasting, are you? Here nobody's allowed to fast." So he brought him some milk to drink. And then in a dream, Madhavendrapuri saw the very same boy, and he took him to a bush in the jungle. And he said, "Look, I live in this bush, and I'm very cold sometimes. I'm very hot sometimes. It's very uncomfortable. Pujaris came and they dumped me here and ran. So please, it's time to get me out again and situate me nicely in a nice temple." Madhavendrapuri realized this was the same Krishna that he's been worshipping every day. So the boy disappeared, and Madhavendrapuri lamented because he saw Krishna during the day, but he did not recognize him. How do you recognize Krishna? Do we? You might have seen him here. This is Vrindavan. Anything can happen. But how do you recognize? Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. Only when your eyes are smeared with a salve of prema, pure prema. So, Madhavendrapuri told all the villagers the next morning that this deity was there, and they all cleared him out. They established a great temple, big Annakuta ceremony that was going on. It's a long story. I'm just trying to be brief here. So, fabulous worship they instituted, Madhavendrapuri. And one day, the Lord told him in his dream that my body temperature has still not decreased. Please bring sandalwood from Malaya province and smear the pulp over my body to cool me. Where is Malaya? Malaya Jachandanam. Where is it? Malaya. Generally we say it's South India. It's different places, I've heard. Even Srila Prabhupada says. Malaysia, he says, is also Malaya. And there's another Malaya Parvata in Orissa. And there's another one in South India. So, not so clear. Here Prabhupada says, sandalwood produced in Malaya is very popular. That province is situated on the western Ghat, and the hill Nilgiri is sometimes known as Malaya Hill. So he's indicating it's in South Asia or Malaysia. He says both things in the purport. Anyway, the point is, bring sandalwood pulp. When the Lord orders you to do something, you have to do it. But do you recognize the importance of the order? This is the thing. If you cannot recognize the Lord himself, you cannot recognize the importance of his order. Just like I remember Surabhira Bipalayantam Swami, who built this temple, he said that we were just cluelessly running around trying to do what Prabhupada told us to do. We had no idea of the significance of what we were doing. But now we're all sitting here, half a century later, and appreciating. So you have to be able to recognize the importance of the Lord's order. So this is the order. Bring sandalwood pulp. So Madhavendra Puri Goswami became very glad due to ecstasy of love of God, and in order to execute the command of the Lord, he started east toward Bengal. He made all arrangements for the regular deity worship. This is where the Pushti Marga comes in again. He installed so many Pushti Margiya Brahmins there. That's disputed information. Otherwise, it's said that he installed Bengali Brahmins there. There are many stories about that. But when he stopped in Mayapur, he saw Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya wanted to take Diksha from him at that time. So then, after giving him initiation, Madhavendra Puri started for South India. And he visited Remuna, where Gopinath is there. And he sat down to watch the bhoga offering going on. And he saw the sweet rice, and he inquired from the temple priest, but then he felt guilty that he was thinking about the bhoga before it was offered to the Lord. So he sat down in the village and he began to do his bhajan again in the middle of the night. And the priest, meanwhile, had been awakened by whom? Who awoke the priest? Krishna. Krishna said, I've stolen some sweet rice and I want you to go into the market. There's a sannyasi there named Madhavendra Puri. I want you to give it to him. So the priest woke up, he went out into the market and he's shouting out, Madhavendra Puri, Madhavendra Puri, I have something for you, you're most fortunate. So Madhavendra Puri again got milk from the hand of Lord Krishna. This time he didn't forget. This time he knew, this Krishna has given me this. And he was so ecstatic, he not only ate the sweet rice, but he kept the pot as well. Every day he was eating a little bit of it. So finally he came to Jagannath Puri after some time, and there he saw Lord Jagannath. This Chandan Yatra is also going on since time immemorial in Jagannath Puri, so it's not clear, at least not to me, that whether Madhavendra Puri actually started it or whether he just started the Gaudiya style of it. But anyway, so he went to the Jagannath temple and he was in ecstasy in so many ways, but so many people had heard all about his devotional service and about how the deity had given him sweet rice. So he thought, let me get out of here. I don't want people to come and touch my feet. Sometimes we go to programs and people try to do this. So he thought that that would be a threat to his fulfilling the order of the Lord. A servant considers only what he has to do, only the order. He doesn't think about his own personal happiness or distress. He thinks, what are my orders? What do I have to do? So Madhavendra Puri was focused on this. So he told all the devotees, all the pujaris about Jagannath. And when they heard that he wanted sandalwood, they all endeavored to collect it. So they got some sandalwood and they gave it to him. And they even gave him some armed guards to go with him. And they arranged to get past the toll collectors. So Madhavendra Puri, on the way back to Vrindavan with all this big load of sandalwood, he again reached the village of Remuna and the Gopinath temple there. When Madhavendra Puri reached the temple of Gopinath, he offered his respectful obeisances many times at the lotus feet of the Lord in the ecstasy of love. He began to dance and sing without cessation. The pujari saw him, he again gave him the sweet rice. And that night, Madhavendra Puri took rest in the temple. But he had yet another dream. And this time, Gopal came before him and said, Madhavendra Puri, I've already received all the sandalwood and camphor. Now just grind all the sandalwood together with the camphor and smear the pulp on the body of Gopinath daily until it's finished. There's no difference between my body and Gopinath's body. They're one and the same. Therefore, if you smear the sandalwood pulp on the body of Gopinath, you'll naturally also smear it on my body. Thus the temperature of my body will be reduced. Purport. By his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gopal was situated in Vrindavan, which was far from Remuna. In those days, one had to pass through provinces governed by the Muslims, who sometimes hindered travelers. Considering the trouble of his devotee, Lord Gopal, the greatest well-wisher of his devotees, ordered Madhavendrapudi to smear the sandalwood pulp on the body of Gopinath, which was non-different from the body of Gopal. In this way, the Lord relieved Madhavendrapudi from trouble and inconvenience. How old was he? Strong young man? Madhavendrapudi? No, he was old. Those who are getting old, you know, it becomes harder, harder, harder to do the normal things. Even normal things become hard. What to speak of difficult things? How much sandalwood was he carrying? A lot. Heavy, heavy load. For an old man to carry all this, all the way from Orissa, all the way back to Govardhan, not very easy thing, and Gopal didn't want him to undergo that difficulty. All the time, Lord is watching our devotional service. He's monitoring. Upadrishtanu mantacha. And he's reciprocating. Don't think the tests are only coming from Maya. It's actually, especially here in Vrindavan, it's only coming from Krishna, no one else. If you keep this in mind, it's easier to deal with tests. So he was tested, you can say. Is he going to do it? Will he go all the way to South India? Will he bring the sandalwood pulp? Will he come back? He could see that he's actually going to do it, despite the difficulty. And so he made this arrangement. In reciprocation, this is another thing about Krishna. He's always reciprocating, always. Never was there a time, we can say, that he did not reciprocate with us or will not reciprocate with us. Always it's going on. So, Krishna consciousness means to plug into that reality, to Krishna consciousness, to be conscious of Krishna. All right. So this is what he told Madhavendrapudi. After giving these instructions, Gopal disappeared and Srila Madhavendrapudi awoke. He immediately called for all the servants of Gopinath, and they came before him. He said, "Smear the body of Gopinath with this camphor and sandalwood I've brought for Gopal in Vrindavan. Do this regularly, every day. If the sandalwood pulp is smeared over the body of Gopinath, then Gopal will be cooled. After all, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is completely independent. His order is all-powerful. If you receive an order from Bhagavan or from his authorized representatives, you have to embrace it in the spirit. And you have to be detached enough that if he changes the plan, you have to change also. There's no argument here. Wait a minute, I was supposed to take this back to Govardhan. This is for Gopal. No. I and Gopal are the same. You give it to me now. Plan changed. So sometimes we have to do like this. So the servants of Gopinath, naturally, they became very pleased to hear that in the summer, all the sandalwood pulp would be used to anoint the body of Gopinath. What Pujaris will not be happy? Here everybody's been working so hard to produce so much chandan. So these Pujaris were quite happy. Madhavendrapudi said, "These two assistants will regularly grind the sandalwood, and you should also get two other people to help. I shall pay their salaries." In this way, Gopinathji was supplied ground sandalwood pulp daily. The servants of Gopinath were very pleased with this. In this way, the sandalwood pulp was smeared over the body of Gopinath until the whole stock was finished. Madhavendrapudi stayed there until that time. At the end of the summer, Madhavendrapudi returned to Jagannathpuri, where he remained with great pleasure during the whole period of Chaturmasya. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally praised the nectarian characteristics of Madhavendrapudi, and while he related all this to the devotees, he personally relished it. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda Prabhu to judge whether there was anyone within the world as fortunate as Madhavendrapudi. Mahaprabhu said, "Madhavendrapudi was so fortunate that Krishna personally appeared before him on the plea of delivering milk. Three times the Lord gave orders to Madhavendrapudi in dreams. Being obliged because of the loving affairs of Madhavendrapudi, Lord Krishna himself appeared as the Gopal deity. And accepting his service, he liberated the whole world. Who is this Gopal deity? Where is this Gopal deity? Who is he? Where is he? Gopal. Srinathji. And where does he live now? Rajasthan. In the care of whom? Pushtimar Goswamis. Again, we see the connection. So, famous, very famous deity was originally unearthed, you can say, by Madhavendra Puri, Gopal. On account of Madhavendra Puri, Lord Gopinath stole a pot of sweet rice, thus he became famous as Kshirakshora. So Srinathji, Kshirakshora Gopinath, Madhavendra Puri smeared the sandalwood pulp over the body of Gopinath. In this way, he was overpowered with love of Godhead. In the provinces of India governed by Muslims, there was much inconvenience in traveling with sandalwood and camphor. Because of this, Madhavendra Puri might have gotten into trouble. This was known to the deity Gopal. The Lord is very merciful and attached to his devotees. Mahadayamai Prabhu Bhaktavachal Chandan Pari Bhakta Shrama Karile Safal. So when Gopinath was covered with sandalwood pulp, Madhavendra Puri's labor became successful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed the standard of Madhavendra Puri's intense love before Nityananda Prabhu for judgment. All his loving activities are uncommon, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Indeed, one is struck with wonder to hear his activities. We're not exactly going to talk about Madhavendra Puri today. Maybe I should stop here, because in a few days we will celebrate that. But this is the origin of this Chandan Yatra, which we celebrate in ISKCON. And really you cannot separate this Chandan Yatra from this narration in the Chaitanya Charitamritam, because Madhavendra Puri's devotional service was so extraordinary. Madhavendra Puri did not have a farthing with him, and yet he was not afraid to pass the toll officers. His only enjoyment was in carrying the load of sandalwood to Vrindavan for Gopal at an advanced age, in the hot sun, with all the threats. He was not at all anxious during the long journey to Vrindavan through the provinces governed by the Muslims and filled with unlimited numbers of watchmen. Who are the watchmen? They may be government watchmen. Who else is watching you? Criminals. Daku. They're also watching. He was not impeded by this. His only focus was, what are my orders? How do I become a servant? Like Hanuman. All right. To test the intense love of Madhavendra Puri, Gopal, the Supreme Personality of God, had ordered him to bring sandalwood from Nilachala. And when Madhavendra Puri passed his examination, the Lord became very merciful to him. Such behavior exhibited in loving service between the devotee and the devotee's lovable object, Sri Krishna, is transcendental. It is not possible for a common man to understand. Common men do not even have the capacity. Only devotees can understand this. To the extent that we are devotees, to that extent we can understand it. Okay. I think I'm going to stop here. But if anybody has any questions or any comments on this, we can discuss Devananda. Service of Gopal, he entrusted. Yes. Yes.
So how is now under Pushtimar?
Well, I didn't want to talk about this, but since you're asking, there are different versions. If you read, what is it? I think Raghunath Das Goswami says, prakatitanjashaktya vallabhacharya bhaktya. The Lord appeared or manifested himself in accordance with the devotion of Vallabhacharya. Means he came into their care. If you read the, what is it, Chodasi Vaishnavan Kivarta, Pushti Margiya hagiography, then you will learn that the Bengalis, devotees that were given the seva of Gopal, they had installed a deity of Devi next to Gopal. Now, we understand what that means, but for those who are not familiar with the worship of Radha Krishna, which was not very prevalent in the 16th century, then when you put a deity of Devi next to Krishna, they're thinking, oh, these Bengalis, they're always worshipping Shakti. They don't know what's going on. Actually, it's Srimati Radharani, but they thought they're worshipping Kali now. What is this? So that text says that they went and lit fire to the houses of the Bengali pujaris. And when the pujaris ran down the hill to put out the fires, then they installed new brahmanas, Pushti Margiya brahmanas, to take. In other words, they forcibly took control of the temple. But again, this is not what our acharyas say. Our acharyas say that the deity was given to Vitalnath by Raghunath Das Goswami because they had some relationship was there. We read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vitalesh Gosai and Vallabhacharya, they were closely related with our sampradaya in the beginning. And even the Goswamis, they were very freely mixing with them, friendly. They stayed for some time in the house of Vitala, Rupa Goswami, and many other Gaudiya Vaishnava devotees. So there was a relationship there. As a consequence of that relationship, when Raghunath Das Goswami saw that Vitalesh was distraught after the disappearance of his father, Vallabhacharya, to whom this deity was most dear, Gopal deity of Madhavendrapuri, was very dear to Vallabhacharya. So he gave the deity. And the deity has been worshipped in that sampradaya ever since. Very grandly worshipped in Nathwara. So there are different accounts. But we would favor the accounts of our acharyas, of course.
So which year did Gopalji went to Nathwara?
Oh. Well, this would have been when? I don't know. Offhand at the top of my head, I don't know. It would be in the late 16th century or the 17th century. Yeah, this is what I said we call Janashruti. There are different, so many stories. Just like there are so many ideas about what is Akshaya Tritiya. But we have to hear from the acharyas. We have to hear from authoritative sources. And we have to quote those authoritative sources also. Otherwise, why should anyone, what reason does anyone have to listen to us unless we do this? Throughout Srila Prabhupada's books, we find he's quoting again and again and again basic verses that everybody knows. Why does he do this? Because how else are we going to get the idea that this is how you preach? Dehi nosmin yatha dehi komaram jovaram jada. Okay, we all know, but do we know? And what are the important verses? You can only tell by how much they're emphasized by your acharya. Everything comes from Swami Charanat, as we say in commentaries, from the lotus feet of the acharya. Everything has to come in this way. So we listen to what our acharyas say. Is that okay? Anything else? Yes, Prabhuji. Sorry? Yes, because Advaita, remember, was elder, very old. So he was initiated by Madhavendrapuri, also Ishwarapuri, you see. These are the elders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He was frustrated because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always treated him like an elder. He didn't want to be treated like an elder. He wanted to be treated like a servant and chastised. But yeah, he was directly the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri had some very influential disciples. In the early period, just before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival, Madhavendra Puri laid so much groundwork to prepare. It's said that the root of devotional service and conjugal love, as emphasized in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, that was given by Madhavendra Puri. So, okay. Anything else? Yes, Prabhuji. Who is Madhavendra Puri in Krishna Lila? That information you would find in Gaura Gonadesh Deepika. I don't recall offhand, you know? He's big. Vallabhacharya with Shukdev Goswami, he says. Kavi Karnapur. Kavi Karnapur wrote this book in 1572. Very early on, this book was written, before Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he identifies all these persons in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela and gives their counterparts within Krishna Leela. Akshaya Sarovar, we mentioned, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhulila, chapter 25, text 271, says that the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, they're like an Akshaya Sarovar, an infinite, undiminished, undecaying reservoir of all nectarian pastimes. So many rivers of Krishna's Leelas, they're all flowing into this reservoir only. And there's a very beautiful purport to that text by Srila Prabhupada, in which he emphasizes the identity of Krishna with Lord Chaitanya. We should not see that there's a difference. Whatever is happening in Krishna Leela, that is, has its corresponding counterpart in Chaitanya Leela, because they're actually the same. They're not different. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. And similarly, all the associates that are in Krishna Leela, they take part in Chaitanya Leela as well. The only difference is color. One of them is Akrishna, and one of them is Krishna. That is to say, one is blue, the other one is gold. Because Radha Bhava Dyuti Sovalidam Naomi Krishna Sarupam. He is actually Krishna himself, but he's become so much imbued with the sentiment and the complexion of Srimati Radharani. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Okay. Anything else? Last question? Subha Krishna looks like you. There is a Tamil Bhagavat Kathakar named Velukuri Krishnan. And he was giving a lecture once. And he mentioned within this lecture that somebody who has knowledge but is not gentle, then that person's opulence, his knowledge, is as useless as the tail of a dog. The tail of a dog is useless because neither does it cover up what it should, neither is it very effective in swishing away flies. It's useless. Now, in the same lecture, he said that nothing within the Lord's creation is useless. Everything has its purpose. So some Purvapakshi in the audience, who was smart, South Indian, he raised the question, you said that nothing is useless, and you're also saying that the tail of the dog is useless. So how do we understand? And Velukuri Krishna answered, the purpose of a dog's tail is to provide me with subject matter to give this example. And similarly, Vallabhacharya, it's sometimes we say that the mother-in-law teaches the daughter-in-law by teaching the daughter. So Vallabhacharya, he's an eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore also Krishna. So he can't make this kind of mistake, but why did he do this? Only to set the example for us, that we can understand. Do not think that you have become more intelligent than your spiritual master. You know nothing. This is the primary symptom of somebody who actually knows something. He thinks he knows nothing. And it's true, we actually don't know anything. Whatever we know is coming only from the two lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. We don't know anything else. So this is absolutely paramount principle upon which the entire edifice of bhakti is constructed. This is the substrate of bhakti, this humility, faith, guru nishtha. You have to have this. And Vallabhacharya, being a confidential representative of the Lord, he was entrusted with teaching us this lesson indirectly through his own bad example. And we know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he said about that. Okay? Now, another thing is that Vallabhacharya, his sampradaya claims allegiance to Rudra Sampradaya. And some have also identified Sridhar Swami as a member of that sampradaya. It's disputed again. Some things are not so clear. But if that were the case, then Vallabhacharya was directly confronting his own acharya and saying that he knew better than his own acharya. This is the point. Okay? So, all right. One last question.
Is the example of Ramachandra Puri is also in this place?
Yes. Ramachandra Puri, very good example. Another god-brother, but whereas Ishwarapuri served in one way, Ramachandrapuri served in another way. One of them is exemplary very much. The other one is very much not exemplary. So, I'm not in a position to judge either Ramachandrapuri or Vallabhacharya or anyone. I can't even judge myself. I don't know anything. But these examples are given to show us. And we should take it in, at least in that way. So many others. This is going on since time immemorial. Yada yada hi dharmasya glani. Who's another one? Bhrigu. In South India, if they want to disparage someone, they say he belongs to Bhrigu Sampradaya. Bhrigu Muni. He came and kicked Lord Vishnu in the chest. Right? So, if somebody's off the wall, they say he's Bhrigu Sampradaya. But actually, the fact of the matter is that we're only to learn from this. We're only to learn. All right. Chandan Yatra ki jai. Akshaya Tritiya ki jai. Do extra special service on this day and you will get undying results. Either materially or spiritually, it works the same way. Hare Krishna. All glories to Shri Prabhupada.